He's your voice of reason in the medical world. Dr. Fred Brown from Griffin Health talks to Melissa in the morning. Now on WICC 600 and 95.9, the voice of Connecticut.
Every time I think we're not going to have to talk about COVID with Dr. Brown, I surprise myself and I say, Melissa, you're wrong. We do need to talk about it. So full disclosure, Dr. Brown and I have now been friends, 7 years?
Yeah.
I think we're going on 7 years.
Yeah, going on 7 years.
Yeah, because we became friends and started working together in 2019 when I first joined the morning show on WACC. And lo and behold, 2 or 3 months after I started working with you, Dr. Brown, this thing happened with COVID. And I'm like, hey, you're going to have to come on every week for the rest of your life or as long as I'm on this show. And here you are in 2026 still coming on.
Pretty sure you said that. Yes.
I totally did. And I stayed true to my word.
What are you doing every Thursday?
What are you doing every Thursday? Because you're going to be with me. That's what it is. And here we are still talking about COVID. Apparently this, is it cicada?
Cicada.
It sounds like a party, but not really.
Every 4 year bug, apparently, we're going to talk about it.
We're going to talk about cicada. It. We have to. The cicada COVID variant. What can you tell me? It's all over the news. Everybody's talking about it.
It is. And the question is going to be, is it going to be a more aggressive strain, or is it just going to be more evasive? So let me explain. So the first one is that we know, at least since you and I started, we know that COVID is a completely different virus than when it initially started. When it initially came here, our bodies didn't know what it was. Our immune system had never seen it. And we were not only having bad responses to it, but not only were we having bad responses, but even after our bad response, we were having this terrible cytokine storm. Our immune systems just went bonkers after having it. So developing this whole cascade of issues leading to mortalities and ICUs and ventilators and et cetera. What's happened now is that because this organism is a coronavirus, coronaviruses are very common viruses that we see that cause the common cold. And we're with a lot of confidence that we now see this organism as really just sort of another cold. Now it's the COVID cold. The problem is that the COVID cold, even though it's not going to affect the general population as harsh as it did initially, it still is going to be dangerous for our people who are vulnerable. And that, I think, is kind of the biggest issue.
Okay, so I don't know for sure if this is what it is, Dr. Brown. So I'm going to throw you all of the symptoms and then you tell me if it's like ding, 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 that's the cicada for sure, okay? Because I do know that this is technically BA 3.2 variant, I think is our 0.3.2 or something.
Yes,
do I have that right?
Right? BA 0.3.2, yes.
There you go. Yes, it's been confirmed to be in more than half of U.S. states, including Connecticut.
Mm-hmm.
No shocker there. So a friend of mine she's still sick. I mean, it's been 2 weeks now the first week she was almost like on bed rest, healthy. I mean, works out every day, in good shape, you know, used to be like, you know, D1 college basketball player, in good shape. She was down for the count. I mean, she was a wreck. It was a kind of a, almost like a sinus infection slash also body aches slash the fevers, like all the symptoms, all the things. And the doctors told her it probably is COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Is that this cicada? Because let me tell you, this wrecked her. It was brutal to like hear about it, watch it, all of that. I mean, from afar, obviously. But I was wondering if this is the variant. She's still, like I said, kind of recovering now. But the last 2 weeks, it has been awful. I mean, she's like, I've never been this sick in my life.
Yes, it sounds like it. And that's the one that we've been seeing sort of in and around. I would say we've been seeing a few in the hospital, but I would say more, it actually affects more of the general population and staff. But yes, that's probably the cicada, and it's like the flu.
Yes. Okay. She said they told her that she probably has a COVID flu combo, which I said that sounds awful. But it just sounded like all the symptoms minus losing your taste and smell, like the original variant of COVID. But this to me was a wicked version of COVID. Like the worst I've seen or heard about, I feel like, since the original, when we had no idea what was happening in 2020.
Right. And listen, it really has. And they say that this is sort of like the old Omicron strain.
I try to really bury those things and never go back.
I know, the Delta, the Omicron.
Oh, jeez.
Listen, there's always an issue and there's always a possibility. And unfortunately, we haven't got there yet, but in the future, probably in hopefully in my future, probably in your future, and definitely in Chase's future, you will see, you'll be able to have this better defined on why people respond differently to different viruses.
Mm.
And this is sort of the issue is that, you know, you can have two people who are infected by the exact same virus, the cicada in this case, and have, I wouldn't say completely different, but different responses. So some people get really sick from it and some people don't. We just still don't know exactly why. We know it has to do with the immune system. It also has to do with all those other things we like to talk about, you know, cortisol levels and anything else that's sort of part of us. So stress levels and et cetera can all lead to worsening illness. But again, that's pretty vague. So again, yes, there is definitely a new strain that's out. Yes, it is evading some of the vaccines. Yes, those who are, you know, I'm going to call them young healthies, will get sick from it and can get a flu-like illness from it. And yes, we are concerned that people who are not young healthies can get really sick from it and activate their other chronic illnesses.
Our voice of reason in the medical field, Dr. Brown, is here, and we're talking about this latest variant of COVID, which I feel better, Dr. Brown, that you could kind of somewhat. I love the fact that you will diagnose my friends or family on the air. I love that you will do that, which, by the way, yes, my friend who I was talking about, her husband just reached out and said, are you talking about my wife? Yes, I am. I am talking about your wife. Yes. And you just got the diagnosis here on the air. Isn't that cool? This is what I can do for you. See, I can have my doctor tell you what's going on. Yes, that's who I'm talking about. And I'm telling you, it is rough. It is rough. I have watched my friend go through this and it is brutal. So, of course, you know, obviously leads to the common question, some that came from our listeners even a week or so ago. The question for you first, mask wearing, recommended. What are your thoughts?
So again, what we would have done and what we've actually modified is saying, okay, when you do have these types of illnesses, and again, we don't rapidly go out and test for them as we used to. The recommendation is still, you know, as a common courtesy, I would say wear a mask if you actually are ill, especially if you're going out. However, there is really, you know, there really is a transition period of time, and it's pretty short. We know that if we were really stretching it, we would say 5 days, but really it's probably about 2 days. So if you're sick, stay home. If you have a fever, then stay home for at least 24 hours before you sort of return to where you're going from. At this point, there's no indication that everybody needs to wear a mask. However, if you are concerned, if you're going on vacation, if you have an underlying chronic illness, then that's the time that you really should be wearing a mask or considering wearing a paper mask.
What about kids at school? So it's interesting that you say we all respond differently to COVID just in general, or even just viruses in general. One of the things we saw, especially when COVID became apparent, I know in our household, I got the original variant, it was brutal. Lost my sense of smell, taste, all the things. That was all. I've never been more sick in my life than the original variant of COVID. It was awful. But I had a kid in the house who absolutely, if I were to make an educated guess, had to have gotten COVID. He just had to. It's so contagious. But sure, he was asymptomatic. Right. Chase showed no symptoms of it. At that time, though, Dr. Brown, it was, hey, if you don't have a fever, you could still go to school. Does that still stand 6 years later, even with this very contagious, brutal variant of COVID?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
It does. And we know because it's usually, and it's again, fever 24 hours after the fever.
Okay.
And that is really the key. Everything else is really, that's because, again, it is very virulent. However, it's also very quick. So I mean, it becomes virulent for a short period of time, and then that's it. The problem is that most viruses are like this. The problem is that you get the virus, and then, you know, you get the virus, it kind of comes, and then it goes, and then you're stuck with the repercussions, which is this whole nasty thing that your friend has.
Yeah, it's brutal.
Yeah,
it's brutal. How easy is it to transfer?
So we know with COVID, it's easy to transfer person to person if you're not wearing a mask.
That's still the case, though.
It is still the case. That has not changed. So we've talked about this before with the flu. The flu is a little bit more, probably may not be as contagious depending on the year. However, there's more sources to it. So we know that with the flu, not only is it, you know, face-to-face or droplet contact, but it also has to do with surfaces. So if a surface is contaminated, then you can actually get the flu from that. It looks like it's probably a lot less from COVID. But if you're within sort of that arm's length perimeter of someone who has COVID, usually it's the day before, and day after are usually the most important times. That's usually when you get it.
How do you avoid it? Other than obviously not coming into contact with people, but how do you avoid getting it?
That's always my favorite.
I don't want it.
Don't get close
to
people.
I don't want. Well, okay. And
stop
here's,
hugging
it,
people.
You're
no
like,
hugs.
Just don't touch anyone. Touch no one ever again. I mean, I don't want it. And the other thing is
keep everybody at arm's length.
Okay, fair. I mean, the other thing though is you've got people. You know, you mentioned vacation. So people's mm-hmm. April breaks are coming up. People are traveling. Inevitably, you've got the airports, which I think at last check the CDC had put a map out. It's very, very fascinating. Just showing where in January of this year it was detected in airports. And, you know, no real shocker here. JFK was one of them. Mm-hmm. I would imagine most airports have probably been exposed to it. That's just an educated guess. But how do you avoid it? How do you avoid getting sick?
So a paper mask is probably one of your best defenses.
On the plane, in the airport, all of it?
Absolutely.
All of it. Okay. All the things.
In the TSA line. And then your hand hygiene.
Wash your hands.
Yeah.
Wash your hands, for the love of God. Did we learn nothing? Just wash your hands.
Wash your hands. That's going to be your key.
Oh, man.
And Melissa, I'm surprised we haven't commented on the cicada. So I looked during the break.
You mean the bug?
Why is it called the cicada?
I didn't want to put you on the spot. I mean, I should have actually, because you're a nerd. I should have. here's the reason I didn't.
Why?
Because it's cicada. I didn't really. Is that the same as cicada, though? The bug? I didn't know.
Yeah, it's a cicada bug.
I thought it was cicada. Is it not? It's cicada.
It's cicada the bug.
Oh, I didn't know. All right. Why is it called
that? The story is that this strain was actually detected in September of 2025, and it disappeared, and nobody saw it, and now it's come back, just like the cicada bug.
Oh.
Yeah, which I think is a little bit of a stretch. I mean, the cicada bug's like 30 to 40 years, but
yeah,
whatever.
I was going to say, they go underground for like decades, and they're like, you know what, today's a good day to come out. Oh, that's interesting.
Someone with their sense of humor decided they could call it the cicada.
Honestly, I still don't even understand how we name storms and things like that, because honestly, when I heard cicada, first, that was the first thing I thought was the bugs, and then I'm like, okay, but honestly, why would they do that? Because now people are going to think it came from the bug. Do you remember when the Delta variant was a thing and I had to ask you on the air that year, Dr. Brown, if it came from the planes? Do you remember that?
No, I do.
No, because there was actually a concern about it. I was like, wait a minute. Yeah, this is not from bugs. But I thought to myself, why would you name it after the bugs? Because people are going to think, oh, like you get Lyme from ticks. You know what I mean? Whoever decided to name this variant cicada, I'm going to call this a fail. I'm sorry.
And then you're going to have to bring Paul in to explain to why they're called different names.
No, I'm not doing it. No, because poor Paul has gone over with it so many times. He is so sick of me asking. But I'm going to keep doing it because I just am fascinated by that. But okay, so that's what they made the comparison, how the bugs come out randomly?
Correct, yes.
I can't with them. Okay, well, whoever them is... That's a fail, because honestly...
They're nerdier than I am, then.
That's okay. Listen, yeah, I guess. But it also just created all this confusion, because people were like, oh, I don't think this is going to be a big issue, because the cicadas came out a couple years ago. Oh, my
and this
Lord.
Is not, this is not related to the bug. There's no
fail.
Transmission between bugs. It's not. I know it's funny, too, because we're coming into tick season. And, you know, yes, the cicada bug does not carry any... is not carrying any...
Right.
Any viruses and
fail,
and coronavirus is a human virus, not an insect or a arthropod virus.
Honestly, that's part of why I didn't ask you, because I thought maybe it was just my brain that went to the bugs. But there were people who asked, you know, is this something that you are getting? I said, no, I haven't heard anything about bug connection at all. But, you know, there you go. See, even when I have a question that I don't bring to the surface, you already know I'm going to ask you about it.
Yeah. It's a fun one, of course. Of course we're going to answer that one.
Unbelievable. Amazing. Dr. Brown, I so appreciate you more than you'll ever know. Thank you so much, and we will talk again soon.
My pleasure.
All right, Dr. Brown here from Griffin Health on WICC.